The cross-voting and defections in the Rajya Sabha elections in Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka just a week ago raised important questions. What makes politicians stay loyal to a party or leave it? Why do some parties stay together and others split? What's the glue that keeps parties together and what is it that makes them lose cohesion? Let's anticipate the obvious answers first. That's always a good ploy to set up an argument to anticipate the obvious answers. First up, of course, it must be the power and money that make people stay or leave. If you get power and money, you stay on. If someone else offers you power and money, you will leave. Isn't that the obvious explanation? Then we go ahead. It must also be the glue that keeps parties together or the magnet that pulls people away. Sorry to disappoint you. But that isn't true. Because if it were so, why would the BJP have remained the most cohesive national party in India? It stayed intact even when reduced to 2 seats compared to Congress Party's 414 in 1984. And that was out of a smaller house, a house of 528 or thereabouts. The BJP rose in 1980 as the new avatar of the original Bharatiya Jan Sangh, BJS. Even the latter had stayed, even the BJS had stayed together through decades in political wilderness. Between 1947 and 1989, neither this party nor its successor, that is neither the BJS, Bharatiya Jan Sangh, nor its successor, BJP, had even a sniff of power at the center. Barring 28 months in 1977-79 as a constituent of the Janata Party. You can see it this way. The BJS subsumed itself in Janata Party and all its members dutifully and readily acquiesced. Of course, they did it for power is the obvious argument, but it's flawed. Because soon after, as power was lost, all Janasangh natives regrouped as the BJP. From the other constituents, people went in different directions. From Bharatiya Jan Sangh, on the other hand, none went to the Congress or floated his own party. Tempting conclusion, therefore, ideology keeps people together. Now we shall challenge this as well. I brace myself for some counters here. Haven't people been leaving the BJP Janasangh? Yes, Balraj Madhok and some others left in early 1970s, protesting against a rising personality cult. That reference was to Atal Bihari Vajpayee 1.0. But they didn't defect to the Congress. However much Mrs. Gandhi would tempt them. More contemporarily, Shankar Singh Baghela, Kalyan Singh, Uma Bharti and B.S. Yedurappa left and launched their own small parties. Only the first, that is Shankar Singh Baghela, joined hands with the Congress Party to become Chief Minister, and that was in 1996. He's the only one who went on to join the Congress but has since left it and is praising Narendra Modi. The last three returned home to the BJP. The BJP is the only national party not to have had any hyphenated offshoots. The Congress Party is running out of the English alphabet. Indian politics, however, wouldn't be a fraction as fascinating as it is if it did not defy any idea that looks obvious or an answer that begins with, and of course, if ideology kept parties together, how come the Socialist Party in India has seen the most splits? They have an ideology. The initial factions parting ways in the Socialist Party did so under individual founders. The Socialists had an ideology, and within this there was also a more sharply defined one, a super ideology called Lohiaism. Now count the factions into which the Lohiaites have split and the different directions they have chosen. Nitish Kumar, Ram Vilas Paswan, these two you don't even know which direction they've chosen at any point of time because they've always kept moving. Mulayam Singh Yadav, Mulayam / Akhilesh Yadav, Lalu / Tejasvi Yadav, keep counting. All right, we have another choice that looks so obvious. The BJP core leadership wasn't poor. They were mostly well-to-do, schooled by the RSS and therefore deeply indoctrinated. So of course, what keeps parties together is financially comfortable personal lives and ideological commitment raised to the level of a doctrine. Plus a sniff at power, which the BJP has had at least from 1989 onwards. That's almost 35 years ago, long time. But if it is so obvious, what explains Indian communists? Communists also almost never defect. What keeps them loyal? If not ideology, given that they rarely get power and never personal wealth. This doesn't pass the obvious, of course, test either. Because while communists do not defect, they split. Not for power of money, they split in search of ideological purity over profound arguments like who to follow, Lenin, Mao, Trotsky, Moscow or Beijing. Google the current constituents of the left front and you will find so many of them there. All of them have come out of splits from the communist movement or the left parties. It must be powerful personalities and dynasties then that keep parties united and attract talent to them. Check out Narendra Modi's BJP, Stalin's DMK with a sharp ideology though confined to one state, and Mamata Banerjee's TMC on the outside. Because they've seen some people leave. A few have come back also, but they've seen people leave. But list all other personality / dynasty run parties and you will find desertions. Whether in Mayawati's BSP, the Shiv Sena, Sharad Pawar's NCP, or the Badal family's Shiromani Akali Dal, of course, Congress party we all know so much about. This brings us back to the most important question for today's context. The failure of the Congress to keep its flock together. It claims to have an ideology and one leader / dynasty. When leaders from Hemanta Biswa Sharma to Jyotiraditya Sindhya leave it, they are dismissed as not being true to its vichardhara or ideology. It has some power and patronage to dispense, though it's declining. It's a pale shadow of what it used to be, but it still has something. It can give somebody Rajya Sabha seat, some can put somebody as a chair of a board, can give somebody a ticket in a state where they might have some chance of winning, etc., etc. On having a strong personality / dynasty at the top, it scores 10 out of 10. Yet, it's hemorrhaging talent. It has seen even one of its chief ministers, that's Pema Khandu in Arunachal Pradesh, walk across to the BJP with the entire legislature party. Today, in fact, 8 chief ministers in India are former Congress party chief ministers or leaders. In fact, in the last decade, 13 former chief ministers of the Congress party have left it. Therefore, the picture that emerges is that its ideological commitment is flaky and it shows in how easy it is for its key people, Congress's key people, including the many who held chief ministerships or ministries in its central governments, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, R.P.N. Singh, Jiten Prasad, Milind Deora, you can keep counting. How easy it is, how comfortable it is for them to move to the BJP or the NDA. Can it all be blamed on the rather unique charms of the Modi Shah BJP with money, power and protection from agencies? That isn't so obvious either, because the party, the Congress party, has been splitting every few years since 1969. The last big one came in January 1978, as its senior most leaders failed to endure even a few months out of power. These included DK, Indira is India, remember? DK, Indira is India, Barua, Vasant Dada Patil, YB Chavan and Swaran Singh, later AK Antony, that eternal family loyalist. Didn't you think so all this while? He joined the Congress Earth, which was a breakaway faction, and then went on to form his own Congress A. Charan Singh, Sharad Pawar, Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, Mamata Banerjee and Hemanta Biswa Sarma all have built their own political power as the mother party declined. The upshot? What is the upshot? First, ideology can be the glue if it's sharp and drummed into people's minds from a young age, as with the BJP and RSS. The communists and the Dravidian parties also. Ideology is very strong there. A strong personality or dynasty can also keep things together, but only as long as they can guarantee votes for their followers. That's the power of a Jagan in Andhra Pradesh or a Mamata in Bengal. Promises of wealth and power can add to your ranks, as the BJP shows today, or maybe the Congress did in the past. The Congress failed on all these tests since it lost power. Since 2014, Congress has failed all of these tests. Its ideology is flaky. It pretends to be JNU left secular, but it also flaunts its Shiv Bhakt leader's Janeyudhari, which is sacred thread wearing Dattatreya Brahmin identity, while at the same time turning down the invitation for the temple consecration at Ayodhya. How confusing it must be for its own followers as well. Its left pretenses on the economy and the railing against Adani, Ambani and the handful of rich men who own India don't wash given its own history with the same oligarchs. If the party's people aren't sure what it stands for, see no path to wealth or power and endure control by a dynasty, total control by a dynasty, which almighty as it is within the party cannot get them the votes. They are likely to explore options, and that's what they've been doing for a decade now. This is what happened to the Congress in Shimla and to its ally, the Samajwadi Party, in Lucknow in the Rajya Sabha elections. The BJP, on the other hand, is a formidable package, ideological fevicol for the native, power and protection for the incoming defector, and a Modi ki guarantee of votes. This is how national politics stacks up on the eve of general elections.